Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. My name's Blake.
My name's Mitch.
And we're coming to you from a all of a sudden cold and windy Cypress, Texas, here at the Hill Studio, Mitch's house. Man, it was nice and like 60 degrees this morning,
wasn't
it?
It was like 66 degrees this morning.
And then out of nowhere.
And like in a matter of 20 minutes, it dropped down to 44.
Yeah, we're such southerners. We're like, oh, 60 degrees, and then a northern blew in, and now it's a brisk 40.
I know, I just got the phone with my brother. He says, well, it's been 20 degrees here all day.
Look, you know what? We call us southern, whatever you want to call us, but I could deal with it if it was constantly one temperature. It's these... This up and down BS that's killing me, but
which leads to the next point is that we're all sick because of this fluctuation and
a little sick. That's why we're late on the podcast, but yeah, I bet everybody out there in podcast land can understand that.
I bet.
I think we may have just taken it a little too hard last Saturday.
I don't think so.
That was fun.
It was a good time.
We were up in Stephenville at City Limits with our buddy Rich O'Toole. Man, last thing I remember is like 3:30 and we were all jamming on the little RV. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. I think I counted about 15 people or something like that all in this little tiny little area on the RV or bus, whatever.
Drinking rum, like pirates.
Yeah, Pirate Steve.
Having a good time, man, but that's what 2011's about. We've been telling you we're just going to be playing a bunch of shows and having a good time.
Speaking of, we got some pretty big news.
Very exciting news. I'm very excited. I've been waiting for this news to come in. We've been telling y'all, it feels like forever, because it has been forever, about this music video we shot for Midnight America. And the reason it's not been on Facebook or anything like that is we were kind of tweaking it and getting it to where we wanted it to be, and we found out today that it will begin rotation on CMT Pure on Monday, 1/24. And it's actually up on CMT.com right now, so you can go check it out.
Pretty awesome. Never thought my ugly mug would be on CMT.
Right? It's a trip. We're very excited about it. Please go to CMT.com, search Rose Hill, and go check it out.
Check out the video.
Exclusively. Also, another network that a lot of Texans don't know about yet, but this new country music video networks kind of start on the East Coast, moving west, called TCN, which stands for the Country Network. They've also decided to pick up the video. As well as we have our fingers crossed meetings with GAC tomorrow.
That will nail the whole trifecta.
Let's just get them all. Let's just everybody get on board for the ride with the Midnight America video. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
So very exciting, and for all you Texans out there that don't watch a whole lot of CMT, CMT Pure, CMT doesn't show music videos anymore. They're MTV basically.
I don't know if y'all recall when MTV2 first came around. It's because the regular MTV started playing too many just whatever shows.
Yeah.
And MTV2 came out and they played pretty much nothing but videos.
That's essentially
what's happening. Basically what's going to happen with CMT Pure is it's going to be geared more towards, you know, just playing straight up music videos.
Yeah, because right now all you see on CMT is like country versions of Jersey Shore and
Trick My Truck and
Dukes of Hazzard reruns.
I mean, not to knock it. That's your thing.
It's your bag.
You know.
Other cool things for all of us Texas folks here down in this our quaint little scene down here is keep an eye on CMT Pure. They're going to start doing a lot more Texas programming. A lot of those stations are up there, so keep an eye on there. Should be a lot of fun stuff coming out of them. I think they realize, those folks up there in Nashville realize, we've got a little scene cooking down here, so they're going to start doing some more broadcasting on that. So that's our big news. We're really excited about it.
Well, it's funny. I mean, let's talk about the video for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, when did we first do our first shoots? Was it October?
It was end of October.
It was cold, remember? Because
then it was
whenever we went to the Wormy Dog. So that was That was right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's November.
It was the week before Thanksgiving.
So let's give you, that's what this podcast is going to be about, guys. We're going to tell you kind of the making of the Midnight America video.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. It's really funny. Let's give you the whole backstory. We always wanted to shoot a music video, but never thought it was really feasible. Because Rose Hill is a pretty new band. You know, not many people know who we are.
To be real honest, I never saw myself being in a music video.
Yeah, we weren't really on board with this whole idea. Let's just be honest. I thought it was a monumental
waste of time and money.
But
boy, were we wrong, apparently.
Yeah, but what we were going to do was our buddy that lives in Fort Worth, Matt Kaysen, who shot the very, raw White Lines and Stars video. And said, look, here we have a tiny little budget. This is what we want to do. Because if we were ever going to shoot a music video for our record, it would have been Midnight America. I thought that song was perfect for it. It had nice imagery. And, so we gave those whatever ideas we had to Matt Kaysen and let him run with it. And so the next part was logistics, because we're down here in Cyprus and him and all his film equipment and all that stuff is up in Dallas, Fort Worth. And so... Mitch and I, not putting a whole lot of effort into it because we weren't 100% on board, gave him one night in between a show in College Station and a show in Oklahoma City. We played in College Station on Thursday and Oklahoma City on Saturday. No, excuse me, Friday and Sunday.
Yeah.
We said, all right, man, you get Saturday night to make this work. And he did. Kaysen did a fabulous job. He got us to shoot at a little diner.
It was a diner, yeah. And I mean, he went and met with the owners and said, "Hey, we want to, we're just going to shoot a music video here." And the perfect thing about the diner is it's a true diner. I mean, it's open for breakfast and lunch, no dinner crowd.
Yeah.
And so it was just worked out perfect. We rolled in right about dark, but obviously because Midnight America, we couldn't have daylight shots.
Right.
And I mean, he had extras. I mean, he had plates of food made that, had the whole nine yards. Let's just say when we walked into the shoot for the first shot, our attitudes completely changed and we were totally on
board. Well, we were in a bad mood because we were an hour late to the shoot because our roadie locked the van keys in the van.
Yeah, that's never good.
Yeah, not a good thing, but...
Always carry an extra set of keys.
Yeah. What sums up how cool this situation was the nice couple that owned the diner literally... charged us $50 to use their diner for 2 hours.
Basically to pay for the coffee we drank.
Yeah, and that's how cool this whole video was, and the fact that it is going to be played on national television, because it was just a blue-collar effort, just a bunch of people that dug the music that wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah, we were making it something just to put on the website and things and Facebook for our fans and everyone to check out. We had no idea it could escalate to that.
Well, we did. As a thank you, we snuck the couple into the video. They're briefly in there. You'll see them.
Yes, they are.
You'll see them in
so
there.
So is the director, I think.
Yeah, Kaysen sneaks his way in there. He's like M. Night Shyamalan.
He's returning bowling shoes.
So we had all these people out there, and they were just so gracious. But most of them were all college buddies of Matt's, and they did a great job. So we shot for like 2.5, maybe 3 hours there. A lot longer than we were supposed to, but I think
we got then we had a separate location outside that kind of overlooked the Dallas skyline, and it was in this park. Let's just say at dark time, this place is more than shady.
Yeah, we probably should have paid the extra $50
to have
Dallas cops. Yeah.
We were like, we don't need cops. Who needs cops, right?
So we put this hippie guy in charge of security.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he told me he knew hippie kung fu, that we were all safe.
Yeah.
I trusted him. He had a beard.
Well, what sucked about that is that, I mean... First of all, it was so windy. It was overcast, cold, which kind of provided a cool little backdrop of the Dallas skyline. And it was freezing cold.
Yeah,
it was one of those deals, like, when we walked in to the diner, it really wasn't that cold. But when we walked out, it had dropped like 15 degrees.
And the wind started blowing like crazy.
And so we were standing out there just freezing, doing this deal. And, the shots went good, I guess. I mean, we took a couple runs at it, did everything that they asked us. And then as we're loading up, we turn all the lights off, and there's no lights in this place, so it's pitch dark. And so I whack my shin on the trailer when we were loading all the lights back onto. And I didn't think anything of it. I just, it's like you walk into the trailer hitch or something like that. Yeah, it hurts real bad, but, never really that big of a deal. Well, so I kept helping them load and everything, and then for some reason, like car lights or something, I kind of looked down at my leg, or I thought that my jeans were wet. And so I went and got in the light, and I had busted my shin completely open, and it was like gushing blood, and my jeans were all soaked in blood. And so we'd had to do a little...
Well, we did exactly what you're supposed to do. I mean, because you totally needed stitches. So we went to the bar.
Yeah, of course.
It's a, I mean, screw it's, that.
Check it out, man. I got a scar, but it healed up. I didn't lose my leg or anything, yeah. So...
I mean, that's exactly what you do in that situation. You know, bypass the emergency clinic, straight to the bar. Alcohol kills everything anyway. So
yeah, put a couple cotton swabs and some tape, and you're
boom
down the road.
I think it was duct tape, wasn't it?
It was whatever tape was in the first aid kit or whatever they had.
So that was the first what we thought was going to be the only night of shooting. Matt then went out and shot a bunch of B-roll stuff, all the nighttime stuff you see outside that we're not in it. He shot in like the stockyards. And like a truck stop and really cool shots. I was very happy with that. Like some crazy carnival that he shot too. It all came together really well. But we had a couple people, friends. Now, mind you, we're doing this as a tight a budget as possible. Friends helping, putting in their time and effort. And we sent it off to a friend of ours that has a history of
working with music videos. She gave a few critiques. And her critique was that there wasn't enough of Blake and I's ugly faces in it, and so we had to do a secondary shoot with just us, and you'll see a lot of those footages. Blake was absolutely, you know, sick.
I had 102 fever and no voice. Laryngitis completely gone. We talked about it in the Disaster Weekend podcast.
That was the Disaster Weekend.
We came, you know, we played 45-minute show in Lubbock the night before where Mitch had to do all of the singing because I couldn't sing a note. And then we canceled the Saturday show, but what we did do is we shot over from Lubbock to, I guess, Fort Worth at a little airstrip.
Yeah, a helicopter hangar.
Yeah, you won't notice it. I mean, it just looks like us in front of a black screen, but we're actually in a helicopter hangar, which was really cool, man. I was like, can we work out a helicopter ride for this deal or something? Yeah. So that's where we shot.
Get some aerial shots.
Yeah, and so we were there for like 2 hours. Very tough to communicate with a director when you don't have a voice. So if it looks like I'm a little stoned in that video, it's because I got 102 fever. But it was fun. It was what needed to put it over the edge, what I think. And little did we know this whole time that we were, you know, we have a management team called Tenacity Management that were just working their butts off to get this video the way they wanted to. They saw a much bigger picture than I guess Mitch and I did.
Yeah, we were all just kind of laughing about it. We're like, well, if y'all think we should do it, I guess we'll give it a shot.
And then it just went quiet. I mean, this was end of November. Beginning of December was when we shot the last shot.
It took way longer for it to actually get all edited and all of that stuff than I would have thought.
We didn't even think anything of it. It was an afterthought. I mean, every once in a while, somebody in the band would go, hey, man, you know, where's the video?
I thought it was like, you know, those Making the Videos on MTV where it shows all the shooting and all of a sudden it's like, world premiere, right? Yeah. You know, here's the video. I didn't think it would take 2 months to edit down.
But, I mean, we just got a phone call one day and said, you know, you're not going to believe this, but, you know, CMT Pure is definitely interested in playing the video. And we were like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Damn liars. And then we got the phone call that said TCN was in. And then just this week, we got the phone call that said it was going into rotation starting on January 24th. So just crazy excited on our end how... just this massive effort from a group of people that just dug what we're doing to put in their time and effort to put together this video is very cool. We're very excited about it. And it came out way better. I mean, considering we spent very little money on it and it's going to be played against videos that are $15,000 or $20,000 and we spent a fraction of that.
I guess my expectations weren't, you know, that high because of the White Lines and Stars little shot we did.
Hey, it was worth a shot. It was worth a try. Talk about Matt Kaysen. What a leap in bounds, man. This is his second music video ever, and it's going to be played on CMT. He's got to be on Cloud 9 right now.
It says director Matt Kaysen.
Oh, wow. I know. He's totally... I've talked to him about it, and he's like... I think he's more excited than we are, you know? And that's good, cool, man. But that's what this is about. It's about creating something out of thin air and getting people to see it or hear it. And Matt Kaysen's level, it's basically what he did. He took our song and put his vision on it and his hard work, and it's going to be on national television. He's got to be just crazy psyched, you know? So, I mean, do us a favor, you know, check it out. I'm sure we'll be posting links and showing where to go. It's very exciting because now, I mean, it's not just going to be in a select indie specialty show. Like, it's in regular rotation, and I could not be more excited about that. And everybody keep your fingers crossed because they, They're going to meet with GAC tomorrow about getting it. GAC would be, you know, now that CMT doesn't, the actual CMT doesn't show any music videos other than a top 20 countdown, GAC is like, that would be, that'd be huge. I mean, look what it did for Redney. I mean, Angel Flight on the top 20 GAC countdown for like 3 weeks. That's awesome.
Took off, man.
So subsequently with CMT Pure, what we're going to try to do, and we're going to get it on the Facebook and try to get everybody pumping on that, is that CMT has a CMT Pure 12 pack, which is like their top 12 videos. So we're going to be asking everybody's help, you know, once that goes on the voting, you know, on CMTpure.com, you can go and vote and try to get it in the top 12.
Y'all stay tuned to the Facebook page, because we really, really we need and would appreciate as much help as we can get. We're going to have a link up there for y'all to check it out and go and vote and do y'all's deal. I mean,
it's just very exciting. And, you know, for because I feel like, you know, Rose Hill's only, you know, the record's only been out since October. But I mean, a lot more went into this, and we've been working our tails off, and this is a very exciting break for us. So we appreciate everybody listening to the podcast, everybody that buys the record, everybody just listens to the record, everybody that burns the record and hands it out to their friends. I mean, we don't care. We just want, we put a lot of work and effort into putting together what we think is a pretty good record, and we just want as many people to hear it as possible. It's been a crazy ride, and the fact that we did this video that we weren't even really into to begin with, and it came out, you know, because the effort of all these other people came out so well, and it's going to be on TV, is just crazy, man. It's just absolutely crazy. So we got a few more podcasts, or, you know, we're going to be doing podcasts every week. Got some cool topics. I think next week we're going to hit on
bands that we wish were still playing,
either still playing or, you know, or
would have seen,
you know. We're going to discuss that, and you know, just keep checking the Facebook page, keep being fans of Rose Hill. We truly appreciate it. Can't thank you guys enough. And CMT.com, I mean, as soon as you hear the podcast, CMT.com, go check it out, and we appreciate it. We're Rose Hill,
and we out.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Ride with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us at www.rosehill-live.com. And please, keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
And don't forget to support your local live musicians.